Hey everyone, welcome to Spring 2022 and the first of several little podcast episodes that I'll have for you during the course of the semester, which will also be accompanied by a written email. But for those of you who like to hear voice instead of reading a long-winded Dana email, well, here it is. I am the Department Chair of Broadcast Electronic Media Arts, and I will be informing you of various things throughout the semester. This is the first podcast of 2022, and I'm recording this on Sunday, January 9th. In 1 week, the faculty, staff at CCSF will be in meetings. That'll be on Friday the 14th. We spend the day meeting about various things, department meetings, we have professional development workshops, and various things that the college partakes in. While you're still spending your time relaxing before classes start. So here's a little bit about classes and how to read the class schedule, because we have many classes in BEMA that start at various times in the semester. We will begin the week of the 18th. Monday the 17th is a holiday. It's Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday celebration, so we start at the college on Tuesday the 18th. The full semester courses are what start that week. Many courses in BEMA are actually 16-week courses, so they will be starting the week of January 31st, and you'll notice that in the schedule, where it says remote or ocean or online, this delineates how the course meets. Remote classes will be meeting on Zoom during the designated time listed in the schedule. Online courses meet asynchronously, which means you're not meeting in person and you're not meeting online. You are completing work each week, and you must log in to the Canvas module starting the first week of the class. If you're not attending the first week of an online class, you will likely be dropped from the class. It's our only way to know that you're actually taking the class. So you must log in and partake in the activities that the teacher set up for you for that particular course. Okay, so in-person classes are on a strict schedule that we've done in what's called a return to campus plan. They do not meet every time the class meets in the schedule, but you'll notice on the syllabus when you show up for the first day of class that there is a schedule of when the course will meet. The course will otherwise meet on Zoom according to the course schedule that says the date and time of the class meeting, and some instructors will not be meeting every time the course schedule says so, meaning, let's say it's a Monday, Wednesday evening class. Some instructors are going to have you meet every Monday and Wednesday if that's what the schedule states. And other instructors might say, we're going to meet on Mondays and Wednesday will be open lab time for you to do some work and I'll be available to you, but it's not a time the class meets. So you'll notice this when you first receive your syllabus from the instructor, and they'll go over that in detail. I have an informative link that I've put in the email that you are reading along with this link to the podcast. You didn't even find out about this podcast until you got that email. So go over that email so that you can get the links in the email that lead you to a schedule that I created of BEMA programs and classes to familiarize yourself with courses that you might want to take for a particular certificate program or our Associate of Science degree for transfer. If you're wanting to go to San Francisco State University, you can transfer there as a junior after completing the requirements of our AST degree. All that's listed in that link, as well as the spring courses, the date, times, and which of the programs they fulfill. So it's important to look at the start dates. Many of our classes do not start, as I said before, on the week of the 18th, but start on the 31st, and several others are even shorter term classes, like 6 or 8 or 12 week courses. Those are also listed with the times they start and end and look at that very carefully in that schedule. So what you can do is look over what you've enrolled in and cross-list to the schedule I created for you so that you can see when the courses start. Of course, you can find all of this in the college class schedule as well for all courses at the college, but I made something that's a little more handy for you for just the BEMA courses. So enjoy the remainder of your winter break, and we will see you in a BEMA class shortly. Take care.